And welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so today we have the patron saint of people on diets, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Of course, I am joking, except it's not quite untrue. Following her husband's, the Prince of Thuringia, death, "He is dead, he is dead. It is to me as if the whole world died today," she said. She permanently consented to going on a spiritual diet, permanently giving up having another husband by making a vow of celibacy. Elizabeth was placed under a lot of pressure by her family to give up her vow to help further their political ambitions. But she stuck firmly to her heart's desire, living out her celibacy in the service of the poor, building them a hospital out of her own money, and then spending her days caring for them. It's a big deal for a queen. But having received so much beauty, riches, and power, she knew it was not anything like enough, finding happiness only in serving the poor and in the Lord. Let us pray. O God, by whose gift St. Elizabeth of Hungary recognized and revered Christ in the poor, grant through her intercession that we may serve with unfailing charity the needy and those afflicted. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.